You're listening to Borders, stories about borders by the people who cross them. I'm Caitlin Pierce. The day I met Charmaine was also my first day teaching in St. Louis Public Schools. When Charmaine entered my classroom, she came up to me immediately to tell me that she was here and her name was Charmaine, not the name on my roll sheet. Then she sat down at her desk and eyed me suspiciously for the next hour and a half. It wasn't until later I found out that Charmaine was transgender, and she had reason to be suspicious of me. It was her first day of her senior year of high school, and her first day at that high school, Roosevelt. She had already gotten kicked out of every other possible neighborhood public school in the city, all for fighting.
I knew that it was going to be rough, because I know St. Louis public schools are really rough. I didn't expect it to be as rough as it was, and I wasn't prepared for it to be as rough as it was. If I would have been prepared, I probably would have lasted a little longer.
Charmaine's first day at Beaumont High School was toward the end of her junior year. At that time, she was passable, and she felt pretty confident on the first day of school. She even has some guys hitting on her as she walked inside.
We get to the first class, first period, and they call my name, government name. And somebody yelled out, where is he? I know him, but I don't see him. He's not here. And I literally had to sit there, like, pinching my lip, and I had to get an absent wrote next to my name because I didn't want the person that I knew who that person was, I didn't want that person to recognize me. And that person ended up recognizing me, and it literally spread like wildfire. Like, oh my God, Tiante is here, and he's a girl. Go see him. He's in Mr. Brown's class. People were like running out of their classroom, knocking on the door, pointing. And then lunchtime came, and those same guys that were trying to talk to me were pretty offended. And then it went from there.
Charmaine's classmates got more and more aggressive as the day wore on. Finally, the last bell rang and Charmaine got out of the building. But when she walked out the front doors...
Before I even hit the pillars, I got jumped. Like as soon as I went down the steps. And I tried to fight my way back into the school and security pushed me out. Instead of breaking it apart, they were pushing me back down into the madness.
Is anyone on your side?
No, I didn't know anybody. It's my first day.
I moved a few times when I was growing up, and every first day at a new school, I was just wishing I could see someone that I recognized. For Charmaine, her survival counted on that no one would recognize her.
I never had anybody on my side. I've never had anybody jump into a fight to help me, ever.
How many fights did you get in while you were in high school?
I can't answer that question. A lot. Fighting was so much of a norm for me. Like, I never knew people didn't have fights.
Before she transitioned, Charmaine was a gay man. Her mom didn't disagree with her, but she discouraged her transition because she was worried about Charmaine's safety. They had an argument the summer before Charmaine's junior year of high school.
And I had a library bag full of, like, a couple girl shirts, a girl's wig, like, shorts and things like that. And I just took that bag, went behind her house, and transition. Never went back.
Charmaine's first day of her junior year was at Sumner High School. Early on in the year, she got in a fight. After a 10-day suspension, she came back.
I was kind of forced to go back to Sumner, and it was like hell.
Charmaine finished the first semester of her junior year. Then, when she came back from break, she got in another fight. She was suspended from Sumner indefinitely. Charmaine said she didn't get in fights just because she was getting picked on for being transgender. She had a lot going on in her home life, and it made her put herself in situations where she would get in fights. She was homeless from November to March that school year. She had to live in shelters.
They still made me sleep on the guy's side. So imagine, in society's eyes, a guy that looks like a girl, has a name like a girl, carries himself like a girl, sleeping with the boys.
While in the shelter system, Charmaine enrolled in an alternative program. She worked on a computer to get her credits and wasn't in a classroom. But toward the end of the semester,
they said I was ready to go back into the public school environment because they didn't see me as a threat.
She enrolled in Vishon High School and lasted 3 days.
Had a verbal altercation with a lot of threats. The next day, when everything was fine, the third day I got jumped really, really bad. And I just didn't go back.
Then she started at Beaumont High School, which she described earlier.
And when I went to Beaumont that day, that same day I went, I got jumped really bad. That was my first day and last day at Beaumont. And then the semester was over with.
Charmaine had been in 4 different schools in the same school district in just 1 year.
Then I was very adamant about proving my mother wrong. And I was so behind in high school, my mother knew that I wasn't going to graduate, and she had expectations on me dropping out.
Roosevelt High School was her last option. She started at the beginning of her senior year, and that's when I met her.
By the time I went to Roosevelt, I really had my transition together. It was ridiculous. Like, I've never received that much attention, positive attention. And maybe it was because I had on high heels, like 6-inch high heels. And I was really feeling comfortable. I was thinking, oh my God, everything is going to change for the better. The third day, somebody that I went to school with in the 7th grade, she was like, oh my God, I haven't seen you in so long. Then all of a sudden, everybody remembered me.
Charmaine braced herself for the worst, but what happened surprised her.
People weren't threatening me or anything. They were just like really baffled. And of course, like the guys will crack jokes, but they would leave it at the jokes.
She stayed through the entire year, attending her first homecoming and prom as a woman. And then her high school graduation.
I told my mom to start getting ready for my graduation. And she was just like, I know you're not graduating. You don't have to lie to me. I'll believe when I get a ticket. Then when I gave her a ticket, she thought I stole somebody else's ticket. She was just like, when I get there, if I don't see you walk across the stage, I'm going to be very, very mad. And then they called my name across the stage. So she was like, let me see your diploma. Oh my God, I'm so happy. She opened it, there's no diploma in there because we had to go in the classroom and get our diplomas. She was just like, I knew you were lying. And then I went and got my diploma and she cried.
Charmaine plans to go back to school to be a social worker. She wants to work with young transgender individuals of color. Thank you, Charmaine Dejanay Jackson, for sharing your story. Thank you, Will Coley, Justine Sweetman, and Alex Kappelman for your help on this episode. Andy Diaz wrote our theme music. You can listen to more stories at our website, bordersradio.org. I'm Caitlin Pierce.